League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I'm a mess. I do my makeup in the car. Pulling up 6:30 when I told you 6 o'clock. What? I admit, I'm always about to fall apart. But you would never notice cause I make you think I'm not. You say you know me.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
This is our first episode without headphones, so I apologize in advance if I'm loud or too quiet or probably too loud.
I feel completely
out of sorts.
Yeah, discombobulated.
All right.
Testing. 1, 2, 3. Hi, Maggers. I'm not giving you your toy.
No, Maggie. I just took Maggie's toy away because, you know, somebody complained about dogs barking in the background. Lord knows we don't need her chewing her toy. And I told Maggie what you said. And she was mad. So whoever left the review, I told her.
Oh, I was like, what are you talking about? Yeah.
She was not happy. She was like, wow, you must not have a life. Loser. That's what she said.
Loser.
That's what she said.
Literally last week, y'all were like the best. You pulled me out of my mental funk. And I appreciate that.
That was nice.
Because we had a couple people. It was in the Anons, right?
Yeah, it was in the Anons. They were being asked Anon again.
Yeah. You shared one of them to stories and it was like, what did she say? I don't know. It
about
really
profanity?
Matter. Oh, no. What?
About the cussing?
Oh!
No, not that one.
No, not okay. That one. But that right. One. Listen, if you have a problem with swearing, grow the fuck up. I'm just saying. Grow up.
Yeah, no, I get it. And someone does ask that every single time we have a box. It might be the same person, I would assume. that's why I just went ahead and shared it. It doesn't bother me. The only thing that I just do not like is the GD. That just makes me cringe. It's just one of those
and
things.
I do try to be respectful
yes,
of that.
But it's not like I tell like you, it. Like, you can't
no, you would
do
never
that.
Call me out on it. But, no. Like, I know it, like, it's one of those things that, like, ugh.
Yeah.
Like hits you wrong. And
it's a respect thing, I think, too. Like you wouldn't go around your grandparents and like you kind of conform to your audience, right? And you know that our audience, most of them resonate with how you speak. Or like, it's not like I never say, damn.
Well, that's just it. You swear.
Yeah.
You just don't drop F-bombs. Yeah. And I'm sorry. Like everyone in my life, outside of you pretty much.
Yeah.
Speaks the way I speak. Like yeah. It's not an abnormal thing to me. And I just think, like, if any kind of cuss word makes you uncomfortable, you need to grow up.
And that's on that.
And that's on that. But that's not actually what I was talking about.
Yeah.
I was referring to the one where somebody was like, pick a day to drop an episode and stick to it. It's unprofessional.
Yeah.
First of all, we're not on somebody's, like, bankroll.
No. We're okay? Not on your watch.
We're with a
we're
network.
We're not even on our watch.
Barely. But we're on a network, but we right. Self-produce. Like yeah. We're, and this isn't our full-time job.
Right.
We have full-time jobs. And you know what? Life happens.
Yeah.
They're literally saying this because we skipped an episode because your mom was in the hospital.
Right. Right.
And then you were on a trip.
Yeah.
And so we recorded late. Did we not still put out an episode?
Right. We did.
That's how I feel.
And if you're not watching this, then you missed it. It was censored.
I forgot not everybody's going to watch the YouTube.
No, and you're right. Mm. Like the only obligation that we have outside of our listeners that support us and support us in all the right ways are, and I mean that by like the ones that understand that life happens. Like people messaged us. They were like, wow, like at least you still do an episode or at least you, like they were defending us to like
hundreds
in our inbox.
Of messages were like, who is this Karen? And
yeah.
You know what? Like I desperately needed to hear those.
Right. But like the obligation is for y'all and then to Audio Boom, who does pay, or like our advertisers. So they pay us to do it. And we always do what 100%. They, like we follow through with them. So if anyone's going to be pissed about something, it would be them. And as long as we do our episode and it's out, then that's just what it is. Like, if people though, I feel like just need a damn chill pill. And I feel like a lot of people like to just bitch about stuff and they love to get on the internet. We've said this for years now. They love to get on the internet and find something to just go balls to the wall with and just nitpick and find, like, really? Does your Tuesday stop? The world stop around your Tuesday if our episode drops? No. And if you're making comments like that, you probably aren't even listening to our episodes for the right reasons, first of all, or you don't listen enough. I don't know. Maybe you do. I don't know. But
here's the thing. Like if I, like there are other podcasts that I love. And if I know that they have an episode on a certain day and I go to listen and it's not there, like, it's am I disappointed?
Yeah. Disappointed.
Sure. Am I? But guess what? It happens with every.
But are you going to at them? No.
And it happens with every single show. Right. Like every single show. Even television shows will sometimes all of a sudden have to.
Hello. Did y'all not live through COVID? Because like nothing was filming. We still pulled through. We were still there. Do you remember?
Unfortunately, I do.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's it.
Yeah.
For those of you who were understanding and supportive and just not dickheads for the sake of being assholes, I appreciate you.
And we please understand and please know, and I think most of y'all do, we really are trying to be more consistent. We've added the video element. We're trying to do so much stuff. Ooh, which also leads me. So our date is booked for December 4th. It's a Sunday.
Yes.
That is booked and it's going to be at High Craft Brewery. Is it High Craft? I think it's High Craft.
For the ugly sweater.
For the ugly Christmas sweater. And we are going to drop tickets to patrons today, tomorrow.
Yeah, we got to go over a few details after. But
so we will do that and then details to follow, but it's going to be a real good time if I do say so myself. But it's going to be for the early birds because it is a Sunday and we are aware and we do care about your feelings. So it's probably going to be what, 5 to 8? I think five to eight.
I think that's
four is a little early where you might feel guilty for drinking. I don't because Mexico really conditioned my liver, but
it's bad to drink at 4 o'clock.
Not for me, but for some, you know?
Yeah. So that's, yeah, more to come.
Mm-hmm.
What was I going to say? I was going to say, okay. So I need to know the Verity book. Is it worth buying for the one chapter?
No, because you can borrow mine.
Excellent point. Sorry, yeah. Coho.
But Maggie is licking my shirt. You see? It's wet.
What is she doing?
I have no idea. It smells really good, but.
Are you okay?
No, she probably eats laundry detergent pods. Like she's one of those generational kids.
Hide kid?
She's probably one. It's a great book, obviously, if you've read it. The last chapter, and I posted it on stories yesterday. It was underwhelming because of the book was so intense and so much that the last chapter for me, and it sounded like for a lot of people that messaged me, created more questions. Like you really didn't get closure necessarily, but there are so many more questions now that came. It didn't settle anything for me. It didn't settle my
uneasiness. The biggest question, and like just skip forward if you haven't read the book.
Yes, yeah, spoiler alert, like go.
So do you find out who, like the truth behind the manuscript? Like was it bullshit?
No.
Or did she actually feel that way?
I mean, Loan in the chapter is still saying like she still has questions about that. So that's what I'm saying. It didn't.
Oh, that's right. Because she's actually dead.
They killed
Verity
her.
Verity is actually dead.
Yes.
That's
Verity
right.
Verity is dead. But she did quite. Remember she found the letter at the end of the book and she ate some of it and flushed some of it? And
do I need to read this whole thing? I've read so many books between now and then.
Same.
I,
like, so forget. What I did, I read the last chapter. Okay. And then I read the new chapter.
Okay.
So, Because I had forgotten that too. It was like a new book to me when I was reading that chapter, even though I read it already.
I'm like trying to think back. I'm like,
so she found it. Remember, they were moving and she went upstairs and she saw the piece of wood. She lifted the floor and she knew that there was like stuff in there. So she pulled it out. It was a knife and then the letter.
Yeah.
So she ate the letter and she ate some of it and flushed some of it trying to get rid of it. Okay. Well, she had questions on whether or not Jeremy did this setting her up or if she like actually did it. Remember that?
Yes.
So that never really gets solved. You don't really know still if that's the case. And it's like,
Was it a long chapter?
No, I finished it. And
I feel like to really minutes. Like,
like I said, a lot of people messaged me yesterday when I posted about it. It's a very, I don't even know if underwhelming is the right word. It's almost like it wasn't enough. It was almost like it felt like, oh, here's more words. You know what I mean? Like, no, we don't want more words. We want closure and clarity to verity. And it was nothing of the sincerity.
The ending of the book was so open-ended and confused.
And confusing. You will not like the second one because it is so open-ended and very confusing, a little disturbing. Someone messaged me and was like, I could have dealt with that.
Really?
Yeah. Just read it. It'll take you could literally read it in 20 minutes at my house. But there's a TikTok that has the whole thing on there is what I was going to say. So people had messaged me, of course, after I bought a $30 book. But you know what? She's going to do a bookshelf in here. That's what I'm going to do.
And you know what? Coho has brought you so much joy.
Yeah. Oh, I don't
know. And started you on your reading journey that like.
Quite literally.
Why wouldn't you want to support her?
Right. I haven't been this into reading since Nicholas Sparks 15 years ago. So I'm not mad at her. I don't have any beef with Coho, but it was very unsettling, I think is the best way to put it. That's what it is. Very unsettling. It didn't really answer anything for me. Read it. I think it's worth it. Okay. You read the first one. I think it'd be worth you.
I'll definitely read it. I just am like, I wish that it's disappointing to hear that it doesn't really give us.
And when I
definitive.
No, it doesn't. And when closure. I posted that on stories, I didn't get one message and I probably got 75 messages from people saying the same thing. I didn't get one message that said, oh no, I thought it was great. So
that's disappointing.
Yeah. You don't have to read it. Like if y'all don't have the book, is it worth going out reading or buying? No, just watch the TikTok. I didn't know there was a TikTok or I would have bought it anyway. Cause I want the, I'm like that. I'm annoying like that, but you can read mine.
All right. So I'll do it. Sucks.
But you are reading It Ends With Us.
I haven't started it yet.
Did she not get that we're doing the book club?
We are, but I'm in the middle of another book.
So I had to stop my book to read this book.
Okay, but here's the thing. The book that I'm reading now, it took me a little bit to get into.
Okay, so you can't stop the momentum.
Right.
I'm
like,
okay.
I think I'll give you 30 or 35% of the way through it. And it really took me this long to get in invested. It.
Okay, all right.
And there's a lot, it's a complicated, well, for me, compared to what I've been reading recently.
Wait, what is the book?
Hold on. Okay. Let me put up my Goodreads app.
Yeah.
There's a lot of back and forth with characters and different time periods.
Okay.
And I've just gotten to a place where it's like consistent or a little more consistent anyways, but it's really good. Okay. So it's called 20 Years Later.
Okay.
And it's by Charlie Donnelly. And the synopsis is that it's, hold on, maybe I can, oh no, my Goodreads app just isn't going to load. That's rude. No, it's not going to load. Okay. Well, basically the book starts and there's something that happens that involves 9/11.
Oh.
And then, it goes to present day or 2021 when the book was written. And so there's a murder that happens in the beginning and then 9/11 happens. And then it goes forward to this girl who, is like the book's version of Bernie Madoff. Like she's like the daughter and TV. She's changed her identity to like separate herself from her father. And she does this like entertainment investigative show and,
okay.
She has to go to New York because there were things found that connect back to 9/11 and that crime.
Okay.
So it's really interesting, but it was a little slow to start.
Yeah, don't stop the book.
And so I was listening to another podcast and they were talking about how it's hard to read. They have trouble reading books from like the male perspective.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming Charlie is a man. Charlie could be a woman, but I'm assuming Charlie's a man. And I'm like, oh, I wonder maybe if that's why I'm having trouble like really getting into the book. But now it's good. So.
Well, I agree to an extent with that. But well, like you Nicholas love Sparks, Nicholas Sparks.
Yeah. I literally hate Nicholas Sparks.
I mean,
books.
Super cheesy. Like, get your crackers. It's a charcuterie book. I don't know. I couldn't make that work. But they are very cheesy. That being said, I enjoy Colleen Hoover's books so much more.
Yeah. Well, they say like the women who mm-hmm. loved Nicholas Sparks are the women who love Coho.
Well, isn't she just a basic, predictable bitch? She.
But no, I do, like, I love Colleen Hoover books.
Yeah.
However, since she also got me back into reading, mm-hmm. and now I've read enough other authors at this point, when I went back to try and start another Coho book, I can't remember, it might have been It Ends With Us. And I couldn't get into it.
Yeah.
Which normally, like, her books, like, page two, you're like, in. I'm hooked.
There's been a few of hers, though, that have been hard for me to get in. And I don't know why. I don't know if it's because of all the detail. I don't know why. But remember I read The Wife Upstairs?
Yes.
Great book. And that was the first not Coho book that I read. And I was like, oh my God, there are like other authors out here besides Coho.
I have PTSD. I'm still mad about that book. I hated that book.
Oh my God.
I hated it so much.
Well,
I mean, listen, I know you loved it. And
it was really
good.
That
makes
but
me
I get
happy
it.
For you.
Yeah.
I hated every single character. I hated the ending. I thought it was predictable. I just.
See, even predictable books don't bother me, but I also like Hallmark movies. And guess what? They all end the same. They all start the same. They go back to their hometown. They fall in love. They live happily ever after. I know this.
Small town romance.
Right. I know this. Everyone. But yeah, mind, I love it.
I don't always mind predictability. I think it was that it was like prefaced as this, like, not even from you, just like this great thriller mystery.
And oh, I see.
And then it wasn't. And I was like, okay.
Have you read Verity?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But even Verity, it was like. Yeah. There were shocking elements, but then there were parts where it was like,
come on.
I could have guessed that that was going to pan out that way.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Okay.
That's all for the book talk today.
Sorry, guys. So I watched a couple episodes of The Watcher, and I know that right now everyone's watching it because it's like number one on Netflix right now. So Mike and I watched it, and y'all have heard me say it a million times, and if you know me, you know. I don't watch a lot of TV unless it's like Southern Charm. I mean, like, the ones that I really like. I don't really just venture out on Netflix and say, today I'm going to start a series, like whatever. So we started last night. Okay. Episode one had us hooked. Like,
the letters?
And I don't even want to like talk too much about it because I know we did last week, but like, my ass would be Reese's Pieces out of that house so fast. I don't care if it's on a lake. I don't care how pretty, like they keep saying, it's like, but it's on a lake. Don't care. I would be so far out of there.
Well, the IRL owners, they never moved in. They were too scared after getting the letter. So they never moved in. So, I mean, that's one way that the show is definitely different.
But imagine a show that was like, oh, we got a letter. Never mind. Show ended.
Bye.
For sale.
Right.
But I do love that Jennifer Coolidge is in it.
She's good.
Although she's a little creepy in it in times, like her little look. They all have like a creepy look to them, so it confuses you, obviously.
Right.
Don't take much.
They're like really setting you up
to wonder who it is.
Yes, to have like suspects. When in real life, there really wasn't. I think there was like one suspect. It was like the son of the neighbors.
I just can't believe they never figured this out. Like, we can crack the case on everything else and, like, pick up a fingernail clipping and find out who someone's cousin's brother's dad's killed someone, but we can't figure out who the
Especially
watcher was.
Especially because it's not like it happened all that long ago. It literally only happened a few years ago.
Right.
So it's not like we didn't have science, but...
Or cameras, or, like, I think the person has an inside scoop into the house.
Cameras.
I told Mike last
night... That's a great point.
Yeah, I told Mike, I was like, I'm sorry, like, living in a...
Nobody's got a ring cam?
We have cameras in our house. Like, I'm going to catch you. Like, I don't even care. Or I would lock that damn food elevator. I had to Google that last night. I said, what is a
food
a waiter?
The dumb waiter.
Yeah, the dumb waiter. That dumb waiter. Oh, is it because it's like an elevator that does what a waiter does and it's like a dumb version of a waiter?
I don't know, maybe.
That would kind of make sense.
It would.
Either which way, I Googled it last night and I was like, wow, imagine like having a food elevator. I would lock that. Because I think that's how they're coming in and out.
Well, I mean, well, I can't spoil anything.
No, but either, okay, y'all have to watch it. I'm sure you all are. I'm just late to the game per usual. I'm a week behind times. I love that you recommended it because it is.
It's good.
It like hooked us
it's
immediately.
It's scary, but it's not like, it's not scary. It's just kind of like thriller. It keeps you on
edge.
Yes,
it's very freaky. Like Mike and I, there was a couple times I jumped at stuff and he didn't even flinch. I'm like, that didn't scare you? And he's like, oh. I'm like, oh, you're such a man. You know, if you want to go scratch your balls or something.
There were a couple moments like in the first episode or two where
make you
like,
jump.
Ooh, yeah. But it doesn't keep on like that through the rest of the show. But
it's just creepy to me. Yeah.
Real weird.
It does. Okay, good.
Well, it's Ryan Murphy did it. And he's the American Horror Story guy.
Oh,
and
okay.
So, you know, he's always going to put his weird,
I never saw
artistic
that,
but twist on it and make things like real dark.
Yeah.
But
see, I'm not even a horror story person, y'all know. Again, if you watch, I'm just not a horror.
That show was too much for me. I did not like it.
I'm not into usually that kind of stuff. I don't like demonic, satanic, any of that. I don't like it.
Yeah. But it does weird me out a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, it's very strange. But great show. Y'all got to watch it because so far.
And you know what? I'm not even mad that you watched that instead of your homework. I gave Wendy homework last night. I said,
well, I only planned to watch one episode of it to get into it. But then it was like, I wanted to watch the other one.
Yeah. I couldn't. I get it. It sucks you in.
And I have a certain amount of time, but Love is Blind.
Yeah. So even Love is Blind season 3 dropped. And how did you watch any of it?
Let's talk about it on Patreon.
Okay.
Because I started it today. I was telling Spencer, I started it today and I was like doing laundry, like looking at the TV and like watching. I saw a few of the people on the show, but I didn't really get, like, I don't know personalities. I don't know backstories. I don't know.
Okay, so this week for WWU, let's talk about it.
Yes, let's do that.
Because I'm like the only person I know that's watched it so far. And
I didn't even know it was out.
I didn't know either. I just happened to get on Netflix the other day and I saw it and I was like, oh, okay.
It's like number 3 or 4 right now on the thing. So
it'll pick up. But unlike last season, I actually really like the people
cast
that have coupled up.
Okay.
There's really only like a couple people that I'm like, you're not here for the right reasons.
Right. The bigger that the show gets, the more you're going to get like the Bachelorette-esque vibe where it's like people go on it to get the fame, to get the recognition and to be known. So yeah. I feel like the first season to me was really good. The second season, the couples were off, but I still thought it was a good season because there was drama and stuff, obviously. But the more they do, the lesser
this
it's going to be.
So far is very reminiscent of season 1.
Okay. Good.
Like they did more pod episodes than last season, which I liked. They have
the pod episodes was like one episode last season and then it was like, bam, they're dating.
Literally. So they don't leave the pods until it's either end of episode 3 or you get like 2 solid, nothing but pod episodes.
Good. I like that
which
too.
I really liked. And then the third episode, it's either like mostly pods or it's all pods. I can't remember. Okay. I think there's 4 episodes out now.
Well, I will watch that tonight then.
Yeah, it's good. And like there's a new Jessica, you know, Jessica from season 1. So there's a girl who reminds me of her.
She's,
like, she keeps
brunette.
Reiterating the same thing over and over and over. Yeah, she's brunette.
I know who you're talking about.
And then there is one girl who's on this show who reminds me of, Melody.
The girl, short curly hair.
Yes. She was just like
Melody.
Not like she Melody. Was definitely off. She wasn't open to the experience.
Yes.
She ended up getting engaged, but then like.
Yes. I remember her.
He was the one that said no at the altar. So there's a girl on this season who reminds me of it. Anyways.
Okay. Well,
I'm super invested in a lot of.
We all have a lot of homework.
Yeah. The characters on this one.
Not
it's
Queen
be
Maggie laying on the pillow where I can't cross my legs.
Princess and the Pea.
Can't. Wow. Okay. 23 minutes of that for y'all. You're welcome.
So much.
I mean, we did have a lot, but
we did. Okay, but that's fine. Our third segment isn't going to be long today, so we'll just
deal. Yeah. Love y'all. So our half-assed headlines are brought to you by.
No, they're not.
Oh yeah, they're not. Not this week, Spencer. What are you setting me up for failure?
You know what? This is the second time I've done that. I'm really sorry.
I think she set me up. But our half-assed headlines are actually brought to you by Liquid IV. You can use code swiping up for Liquid IV. Trust me, it will save you just like it saved me. Liquid IV. I wanted to make it rhyme.
I love that. I'm waiting for a new Liquid IV flavor. I'm ready.
This is the longest stint I think that they've taken.
Without a new one, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So they were dropping new flavors. I swear to God, every week, because we were getting like PR, not every week, every month. We were getting so many PR packages for a while.
I know.
And then it was like.
Do you have any of the apple pie flavor?
Ooh, I don't know. We'll have to check my little thing in the kitchen. I might be out. We only got like one package of those when it first came. Remember? Yeah.
I can't remember if I tried it.
Oh, you didn't try it at all?
I don't know. I can't remember.
You did. You definitely did.
Okay.
You did.
Because I was like, oh, maybe I should order some Liquid IV for the mountain trip. And then, which would be just be stupid. I've got so much fucking Liquid IV at
home. I have so much Liquid IV too, girl. Don't order it because I have it. We have boxes around here somewhere.
And I don't understand how I have so much because I drink it all the time.
You said you do it every night, right?
Pretty much almost every night.
Wow, it's like your nightly routine. I love this.
I just make a nice ice cold glass, lots of ice, mason jar, big straw.
I don't drink it every day because it's got a lot of sugar and all that. And like, I'm annoying. I watch that stuff. But when you are hungover or when you're not feeling good, I swear to y'all, I salivate for that. Like the taste of that saltiness and the sweetness. Literally, if I'm hungover, and I wake up in the middle. See, I'm not perfect. You might cuss a lot, but I drink a lot. Cheers to that.
We all have our vices.
But I'll wake up in the middle of the night, like 2 a.m. and going in there. I don't care if it's crystally at the bottom of it. I just drink it. And it, oh my gosh.
See, I usually drink it after I work. So that's why I say almost every night.
Yeah.
But like.
It's like your nightcap.
I'm on my feet for 11 hours most days, like walking around, talking all day long. Like I just get parched.
I just get parched. So it sounds like this episode is brought to you by, or this half-assed headlines is brought to you by Liquid IV.
It is. Code swiping up. Okay. So Taylor Swift drops record-breaking album.
Midnight. When did she drop that? Was it this week?
No, I don't think. Was it? I didn't hear anything about
it. I have not heard anything.
When I tell you, I fell hard into Swiftdom this week. I've always been a Taylor fan.
You're a Swiftie?
I don't think I can categorize myself as Swiftie because the true Swifties.
They're hard. They're hardcore.
They're cray. And like, I'm not going to lie. I got FOMO watching like the TikToks, the watch parties. Brown University had a watch party in their auditorium. No, you don't understand. It was
I was watching
the TikTok and everybody was on, it was full men, women. They were on the edge of their seats listening to every last word. And then like she would say like certain things, certain lines, and everybody would react and turn around. But I was like, why do I want to be there so bad?
Why do you want to be there? I literally don't know. See, this is the thing. I don't hate Taylor Swift, but I don't go hard like that either. Her album, I listened to it the past couple of days. Great album.
Yeah.
But like, I didn't wait around for it. And I'm not like, oh my God, I got to listen to all this. And people have like memorized it. And like, they're like, ooh, I just feel it in my soul. Like that, I'm like, really? Like, I don't know anybody or anything that I feel that way about. And maybe that's what it is. Maybe I haven't met my connection with that. But people, the Swifties of the world, wow. Like we need swipies. That's the name of this episode, swipies.
Ass swiping. Ass swipies.
Wait, we, a new product. We can have little, we always talk about poops. We can have like
branded bubble gum paper.
Flavored ass swipes.
Wait,
what's better than smelling like shit? Bubblegum shit. We can have ass wipe flavored bubble, or not flavored. Not flavored, scented. Sorry, scented. And we'll call them swipies. And they're just little cute little pink. No, is that a thing?
I'm with you outside of bubblegum because I despise bubblegum.
I was just thinking pink. We could do cherry, but that might get confusing with your period if they're red. We don't want them red because red dye is probably bad for the butthole.
Definitely.
If you can't eat them in Doritos, then you probably can't. You shouldn't wipe your butt with
Although
them.
I'm color correcting. When we look at like the rules for color correcting, red would actually probably be really good for your butthole.
For the brown?
People are going to hate us.
I don't even, I mean, this is a really foul segment, piece of this. I don't know how we got here, but this episode is called Swipies. And we might have something in the work. Listen, Jen has life in lilac. Shorty Shields has dibs.
We have an ass wipes.
We have butt wipes.
Oh my God. I do think we need to figure out how to add like branded toilet paper merch. No.
They could be makeup wipes called Swipies. That is totes on brand.
That is. It's a little better than ass wipes.
That's just the first thing that popped in my
head.
People
will be suing us because they like flushed them and clogged their septic.
Right.
You know?
We are not. We'll have on the pamphlet or the package, we'll say not in charge of septic issues.
Not flushable.
Not flushable.
They're called flushable wipes, but they are in fact not flushable.
Why is that? And then you have that stinking crap in your trash can. Vomit. These are going to be makeup wipes.
Yeah, I love
that. And this is how business transactions happen. These are how our ideas come to fruition. Welcome to the circle of life. Swipies. We have swipies.
I love it.
Okay,
cool. Okay, so back to Taylor. the album, I mean, listen, you don't have to love it, but it is so good. Mm. I mean, it really is.
No, it's great. And we've talked about her before. Maybe it was on a Patreon. The way with words with that girl, it was a Patreon. There is something. She can write like nobody. I mean, truly her feelings, her play on words, the phrases. I mean, she is incredible. Like there is no denying that.
Yeah. And I think what like people are super invested in is also the like, yes, she's talented. She is the master of Easter eggs. There's nobody that does it better. Every single song connects to a song from a previous album. And then have you seen The House Theory?
No.
So she, I'll have to, maybe I can find the picture and we can share it to stories. But basically she, there's a house theory where every room, she shared a picture of a house and every room was a different color.
Okay.
And it's, the color is connected to the color of the albums that she does. Like she has this overarching like color theme to the albums.
Wow.
That people started to pick up on.
Uh-huh.
And then the Midnights, she's been doing lots of dark sky with stars and stuff. And
right.
So the house is set, the image of the house is set in the nighttime. So you see the dark sky with the stars behind it. It's like very crazy. And so now
she's so creative.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, I think it's that. It's people love piecing things together and finding like words or phrases in this album that tie back to old songs, especially some songs that were on old masters that she doesn't have anymore.
No, she is. I think she is one of a kind for this generation, and she is incredibly talented. And she's also gotten the short end of the deal and a lot of stuff. And she has come back swinging bigger and better, like on top.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the other thing that people really resonate with is that she's had like, yes, she's this huge superstar. She's got tons of privilege, whatever, but she's had real turmoil in her life and she's really like had to deal with some like unimaginably difficult things in her young career. So it's like
she's really private
in that. Yeah,
she's really she's so big and famous, but she's really private.
And she talks about like so much of her struggle. And so
is she married to the guy?
No, but they're still together.
Okay, they're still together.
Which is like her longest relationship ever, I think.
Ever. So I guess there's not any bad songs about him. She's not burning any pictures of him. But she talked about maybe, or people are tying one song into like maybe miscarriage or like losing someone.
So yeah, so the first, so the album was 13 songs. That's what dropped at midnight.
Okay.
The Midnight's album was 13 songs and it was 13 sleepless nights that she's had in her life. So a lot of times she pulls her work from other things, TV shows or friends and family, like things that have happened in their life.
Yeah.
This album is about her. She was pretty explicit. And these are 13 sleepless nights that I have had in my life. And then...
So each song is about each night?
Yes. And so then at 3 a.m., she dropped the 3 a.m. version of Midnights, which had additional songs. One of them was called Would Have, Could Have, Should Have. And yes, she talks, which honestly, I listened to that and I was
bawling,
weeping.
Yeah.
And people are speculating that it's about a miscarriage.
Yeah.
Because she's talking about this, like...
I think it's turning into a Swiftie. Like, the more that I find out about this girl.
If there was ever something that was going to push me over the edge into full, like, Swiftie-dom, this album would have been it. This was...
I love how, everything of the sort. Like, intricate, like, all of them and how tied into everything it is. Now, the last album, when we talked about it, when she released the 10-minute version of the Jake All Gyllenhaal... Well. Yes. Mm-hmm. That is one of my favorite songs by her, if not my favorite. And then the extended version of that. Oh, good thing you can't see how many times I played that song. But I love her storytelling ability and how she like tells us. I don't know. I can't explain it. I'm a big words girl. So yeah. I like to read now.
Anyways, so good. So this article is basically, so it's Taylor Swift breaks two records with Midnights. She became the most streamed artist on Spotify.
God, imagine all the people that shit on her the last time. Like, they're like, eat your heart out, you know?
So it says, let me see, hold on. Let me find this spot.
Was that your foot or was that a dog growling? I don't need any sound effects sounding like dogs on this album.
That was
on this album. Swipies.
On this album.
Wow, my head really got big. We have one business endeavor, and then all of a sudden, it's just like, wow, who are you?
Okay, we're not going to do this, but wouldn't it be funny if at the Christmas party, we sang Christmas songs? We did Wendy and Spencer caroling.
Why are we not doing that?
I don't know. Maybe we are.
Is that your stomach growling?
No, although I am hungry, but no.
What is that noise? It sounds like something.
It's my foot on here.
Okay. I'm like, what is that?
Sorry. I just like, I can't like sit still.
It's okay. You need a fidget spinner.
Actually, they say that's like an autistic thing. They call it like cricket feet. Like when people like rub their feet together, people with autism like rub their feet together. It's like a soothing mechanism.
Oh, really?
And I totally do that.
Just spit. Okay, listen.
Anyways, okay, well, let's just move on.
Wait, I got to tell you Taylor. Something. My niece spent the night this weekend, and let me tell y'all something. Fisher rubbed his feet against her so much. She was so tired. She started crying. She wanted to go home. Out. Bye.
Wait, because he was rubbing his feet on her? Why was he doing that?
Because he was being aggravating. He was being the little shit that he is.
No, not my Fisher. Don't talk about him
that way. He was terrible this weekend. I almost sent him to your house. I ain't kidding. Kid for sale.
Oh, that's sad. Wait, did you make her stay or did you take her home?
She called her mom and Fisher went to bed and she ended up calling my sister-in-law and talking to her and she was fine. And then we went and got our nails done on Saturday morning, just me and Lauren. She loved that. I think she was just so tired. I mean, she gets up for school at 5:30.
Oh my gosh.
So early. And so they go to like a before school thing. And I think she was just overtired, honestly. And she had just had it because he would not let her go to sleep. And then the final straw was him. He kept rubbing his little
feet. Speaking of, you have a new nail shape.
Yeah. So
what in the world?
In the fall... I don't love, like in the winter or in the spring, in summer, I like a long oval almond-ish nude, always. Yeah. But I don't love that shape with dark colors.
I don't think I have ever seen you have...
Square?
Yeah.
I used to only get square. Like in the beginning of swiping up days.
I literally don't remember that.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about. I think it's because I like to wear my nails longer. So you don't like my nails? Well, this is awkward. No, let me see. No, your nails look nice. No, they look good. But I wear my nails long. You've seen. I wear my nails pretty long. So
I want a fucking new nails.
I don't like your nails. No, I do. But I also had some work to do for our Christmas party. And whenever I have work to do, you can always tell because my nails get short.
That's true. There's not, the people that have long ass nails.
Impossible.
I don't know how you.
I'll be trying to hit the C and I'm hitting the E up there. It gets on my nerves so bad.
Especially when they have like babies. How are you doing anything with your infant with those talons?
But that's why Swifties would Swipies would come in handy.
Yeah, Swifties, Swipies, meh.
Same thing.
Tomato, tomato. Okay, next one.
Oh, okay. Wow. I apologize. Y'all wanted an episode. Here you go. Hope you're happy. That 70s show actor Danny Masterson on trial for 3 rape charges,
which is crazy. Did you ever watch that show?
No. I know the show, but no, I never watched it.
Love that show. And he was my favorite character. So
he's the really little upsetting. Short guy with the bald hair and the little bit of hair around the edges. The older dude.
No, he had the curly hair.
Oh, I'm looking at him
right now. Danny Masterson was one of the kids.
Why do I know? Isn't he in like a rap song? Like, doesn't somebody sing about Danny Masterson?
Probably because of this. So Danny Masterson, former star of the long-running sitcom That 70s Show, is about to face three women in court who say he raped them two decades ago at a trial whose key figures are all current or former members of the Church of Scientology. Opening statements could begin as early as Tuesday, which would have been tomorrow. You recognize him?
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? Yes. He's charged with raping the women between 2001 and 2003 in his home, which functioned as a social hub when he was at the height of his fame. Masterson has pleaded not guilty to the charges. One of the women had been Masterson's longtime girlfriend. Another was a longtime friend. And the third was a newer acquaintance.
A friend is the one also coming? I was thinking Danny DeVito. Sorry. I knew it was a Danny. One of his friends is saying he raped her?
Yeah, his longtime girlfriend, a longtime friend, and then an acquaintance. It says all three were members of the Church of Scientology, as Masterson still is. All three accusers have since left, and they said the church's insistence that it deal internally with problems between members made them hesitant at first to go to authorities. Anybody who can sit there and with a straight face say Scientology is not a cult is
in how many stories
literally insane.
Right. How many stories do we have to hear about it being horrible and doing horrible things and supporting horrible things? Do we have to realize, like, if it looks like a duck and walks like a duck, it's probably a duck. It's terrible. It's not good. It She's is
quacking.
A cult.
She's quacking right. real loud.
Like, that is crazy. No, that's... There's never anything good that comes out of Scientologist and like Scientology. When people come out of it and they talk about it and they tell how horrible it is and what they support, mm-hmm. when some people don't get a snap out of it, obviously they get so sucked in. What's the Leah Remini or whatever?
Yeah.
She talked about it.
She still talks about it. She's got a whole show around.
And she wrote a book too, right?
Yes. Around her experience in Scientology, everything that goes on, like exposing, like that is, she has made that her life's mission.
Yeah.
Is exposing, like exposing them for what they are. Obviously that's like a whole nother conversation, right. But fact of the matter is like, I wonder if it's different state to state, like the statute of limitations on rape. Cause this is, we're talking about
years and years.
Rapes that happened 20 years ago.
Right.
Which
I mean,
I'm listen as a victim myself, like it makes me really happy that these women are going to hopefully get justice
right.
for what was done to them. But I had no idea that it was that long of a time frame.
Right.
It should be. Which speaking of which, what's the movie I feel like we just talked about this on an episode like two episodes ago. It's a new movie on Netflix based on a book.
A movie?
I just watched it. Oh my gosh. And it's got the other girl from That 70s Show in it that's married to Ashton Kutcher.
Mila Kunis?
Mila Kunis. I don't know, whatever movie she is in right now on Netflix that's all over the place. Like they needed to have a fucking trigger warning on that shit because when I tell you I had a full blown panic attack, I was literally convulsing, like crying the whole movie. And at one point I told Robbie, I was like, I have to take a minute. And I had to go in the bathroom and I literally just like sobbed. It was so triggering.
I don't even know what movie that is, but
it's like, hold on, I'll find you the total. So this is, let this be your warning. If you haven't watched it and you've suffered anything like that,
yeah.
It's
What?
It's heavy. Like the show is, no, it's just like, Luckiest Girl Alive.
Oh, I've never even heard of that.
So it's based on a book and then they made it into this show and I guess I came under fire because it was showing, it involves a school shooting and it's very upsetting to watch that part.
Yeah.
But it involves like a gang rape on one of the girls and it's explicit. It's really explicit. And then like her, like dealing with the aftermath and like trying to like tell her like other and involves other women too, like telling their stories and not being believed and being like called a liar, gotcha. Which was my experience.
Yeah.
And it was really awful.
That's a lot. Yeah.
It was a lot. So let that be your warning. It probably like would be a great movie had I not like felt so triggered.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, heavy. Anyways, I hope they do get justice.
Yeah, long time or not. Yeah, hopefully crazy. They do the right thing and put him. I mean, that you hear about that so much in Hollywood.
I think these people just think that they're
everybody invincible. Wants them. They don't men. All want you, right?
But it's not just men. Women too. Women get to be the same way. They take advantage of people and they step all over people and.
Right.
Not just in Hollywood, too. I mean,
right.
We've talked about it even in, like, the influencer space. Mm-hmm. People use people and then throw them away when they are absolutely. No longer of use to them.
No, absolutely.
So it's just don't be that person. It's not that hard.
It really isn't that hard.
it isn't.
No. Taylor Swift would never.
Taylor Swift would never.
I know that for a fact. Naomi being sued over her fashion brand. So we talked about her fashion brand, what, 2 years ago? On the show. Right. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
LeBay. Didn't know you were French.
Yeah, that's
I'm still working on my Spanish. Spanish, yeah. Y'all. I was in Mexico.
Page Six says Naomi Olindo's former business partner is suing the Southern Charm star for fraud and breach of contract after she was allegedly ousted from their fashion company, LeBay. In the complaint exclusively obtained by Page Six, Ginny Cox claims Olindo, 30, used deceptive tactics in order to maintain control over the business, misappropriate funds, and even keep her from landing a new job after they parted ways. The former retail store manager and buyer who filed the lawsuit in Charleston on September 19th says the reality star approached her to come on board this joint venture as a co-owner with 50% stake in early 2008 because of her background in fashion. And then according to Cox, Naomi also hired attorney Brian Colley at the firm Buxton and Colley and allegedly had him set up LeBay as a sole member limited liability company in which she was the sole member and owner. And I guess she had taken a $50,000 loan from her dad to start the company, and Cox, her partner, is saying that she like used that as a reason to withhold like profit.
Right.
Information. Because she like feels the like books she put from more her.
Into. Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, she says she never had any. So she claims she spent hundreds of hours helping to build the brand and that both of the women had agreed that they were co-owners. And then she said that Naomi had mentioned in several podcasts and media interviews that they were, in fact, business partners. But that's not how she structured the business in, like, a legal standpoint.
Why is Ginny Cox giving Taylor? She looks a little Taylor to me right there.
Taylor who?
Taylor from Southern Charm.
Oh, I don't get that.
A little bit. That does not a little bit look like Taylor to you?
They both have blonde hair.
And dimples and the same smile.
No.
Like they're literally the same. We're going to put up a poll.
Yeah. Okay. I don't see it.
We're feuding. I'm just kidding. That really sucks. So basically she like gaslit the situation into thinking.
Literally. So she.
I mean, they look like business partners to me right there with them sleeping on their suitcases.
Right. Mm-hmm. So she said that at times Naomi would like talk about how their bank accounts were low. But she was the one in the store running the store. So she knew and doing the buying. So she right. knew what money was going in and what was coming out. So she was like, I don't like.
There's no way.
There's no way that we should be having like financial problems, especially because Naomi's famous. She's on a hit reality show.
Right. But like, I also think having to get a $50,000 loan from your dad when you've been on Southern Charm forever and a day, like, what are you doing?
But that's her only job.
I know, but like she does hair. No, that was Chelsea. Just kidding.
Yeah, no, Naomi doesn't do anything.
Right, but all those years on Southern Charm, you don't have $50,000 to pour into your business?
Probably not. She was really only a paid cast member for 2 seasons, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And they don't make anything their first season on the show.
Yeah. Their stuff is cute, but what's it doing? Oh, they still post stuff 20 hours ago. I haven't heard anything about this brand since we talked about it.
Well, the brand still exists. This girl's just not part of it. So according to the lawsuit, Naomi allegedly terminated Cox illegally on May 19th, 2022, and restricted her access from the company's technology and assets. The disgruntled fashion buyer also claims her former business partner urged new prospective employers not to hire her after they stopped working together.
How does she think she can do that, honestly? Like, that would be like me locking you out of Swiping Up or vice versa. Like, it's legal. You legally cannot do that.
But honestly, this, and I like Naomi, but
she is not giving good vibes in 2022. This
speaks a lot to her character, and it changes. I mean, it doesn't really change, but it kind of reaffirms how I was feeling about her watching the season.
Yeah. No, I get it. Cause that is so shady. Anytime you do a business partner dirty, we have talked about this privately. When you do a business partner dirty, that speaks everything to your character, because that's not what people see. That's between you and a friend or a business partner or someone that you trusted at some point along the way. Business is your livelihood. So to do that to somebody and cut her out of her livelihood.
Right.
That's real shite.
Apparently she never got like the salary that they had agreed upon either. Like she basically never got, her pay that was agreed upon to actually run the business.
Right.
And then never got any of the profit sharing because she was not put.
Well, she set it up.
Yeah. She wasn't knowing set up to be a partner. Herself
would be, again, that's sole not. Proprietor. Yeah, that's not okay. Well, I hope, honestly, I hate to say it, but I hope she gets hers. Like, I hope she gets her part of everything in court. I mean, it's going to obviously get messy, but if I was Naomi, I'd be really thinking hard about that, because
it'll be interesting to see like if they settle out of court or how this pans out.
Guarantee you they settle out of court, because when you did something wrong or like in the wrong or you did someone dirty, you don't want to get your name drug through the mud in court. You want to go ahead and settle it. That way the narrative is that, oh, it was a misunderstanding. We settled.
Especially because Naomi is famous and she is back on Southern Charm and on television. And it's like, she's already had enough embarrassment over the last couple years.
Right.
With her last relationship and all that.
Quitting the show, coming back. Like, she's definitely been.
Yeah. And I do empathize with her, because I feel like ever since she lost her dad, from the outside looking in, she seems lost.
That's the exact word. She's very lost, and she's trying to find her footing.
Yeah.
She's trying to find out like her life and who she is, but she's not doing great. Naomi, we got you, girl. Give us a call. Swipey University.
We'll teach you the ropes.
We have it all figured out. We barely have anyone that complains about us. Tuesdays drop Tuesday-ish. That's what we should start saying.
New episodes drop Tuesdays-ish.
You know what? We might make that drop at Wednesday morning at 12:01 a.m. Just up. Well, y'all. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Linda, or whatever your what name was. Whatever. Anyways, Linda. That really does suck, because Naomi is just strikes against her.
Bless. You took up for Naomi.
I did. And I think I want to like her so much. I'm only seeing the good. You know, I got my blinders on.
I'm like that with people.
And I know people come at us for doing that. Someone sent it into our Anon, which we're going to read later today. Someone did send us an Anon the other day, and it said something along the lines of, y'all only defend the ones that you love, but sometimes we
don't. But why am I going to defend somebody I don't like if I think they're doing shitty stuff?
That wasn't it.
Okay.
Why don't you wait? They said, y'all defend who you love without fully getting a story. So like, we might defend somebody really quick right off the bat is what they were saying.
Definitely do that.
And then we don't get all the details. And I'm like, guilty. So guess what? I didn't share that one. Because you're right. I did want to message the person, but obviously I don't know who sent it. I was going to be like, you're absolutely right. And I did type up something that's deleted it. That's
the worst part about the Anon box. Yeah, you can't respond. Like, I wish we
want to be able to like respond to that person, but if we put something negative out there that everyone sees, and it's no shade to the person that sent it, because maybe they were being constructive, because I'm pretty sure she put love y'all at the end of it, but if we put that out there, people take that and rip us apart. They go to forums and talk shit and, oh, people are saying, no, one person said it, but then they use that for their narrative and storyline. And we just sometimes can't, like last week was a tough week for Spencer. We can't do that.
She was unwell. I did start my period though, and it was a doozy.
Well, I didn't start mine.
I think, well, mine's been, not good. Mine's been off. So I think it has more to do with me and less to do with you.
It's you. Why don't I start mine soon?
Mine looked like,
you can't be having no babies.
It was not pretty, but it did explain why I was
so emotional.
So emotional, yeah, and hormonal the last like week and a half. Ooh, I was like, something is wrong with me.
Yeah.
God's more than friend. Like the normal, but it was just my period. It's fine.
You know what? The periods, man, they do the damnedest stuff to us.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right. Moving right along. Vogue and Balenciaga being the latest among the fashion companies to cut ties with Kanye.
And like, I was thinking about it, like we put it on the notes and then I was like, I don't really want to talk about Kanye that much anymore. I mean, I know. Well, sorry. Yay. Because I do think, and I have so much empathy for people with
like mental health
and issues. Yeah. And, you know, he's
spiraling.
He's very, like, he's manic. But like at a certain point, people's behavior and the things they say aren't excusable.
Right.
Due to mental health, like they just aren't. And some of the like anti-Semitic shit that he's talked about,
yeah,
he deserves everything that's coming to him at this point. And I really, like, I feel bad saying that, but I don't at the same time, because
yeah,
when you spew that kind of like hatred, vitriol,
yeah, yes,
the people that agree with it are gonna latch on to it, and they're gonna, you know, make him their, you know,
their God,
Jewish hating savior, right, and all this stuff. And I just, like, I don't know, I think that we do live in a time where cancel culture is so toxic, and I don't believe in cancel culture.
It's so,
and I
easily don't believe he done should be canceled. Right. It's just so easily done nowadays. But there are situations
where people need to pay
for, yes, where they need to pay for what they're doing. Not pay, I don't know that pay for, that sounds very aggressive. I don't know,
but there are consequences to it.
Yeah.
And I think, like, even if these companies should be allowed to re-engage their relationships with him down the road.
Where are his PR people? Where is his management?
Well, I'm pretty sure he got dropped by everybody. Like, I think literally people are, I forget who did it. Somebody did an article recently and it was like literally the fall of a billion-dollar empire, because he is like electricity. He's a live wire. Nobody wants to touch him anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never heard that term before.
You're a live wire. Nobody wants to touch you.
But even his bank won't let him bank anymore. They gave him until November 22nd to find a new bank. He banks with JP Morgan Chase. They said,
bank? They're like, take your billions of dollars and remove them.
Literally.
Kanye. Yay, whatever.
Swiping
up. You want to deposit them at our Truist account? No, we don't even have Truist anymore.
We don't have Truist anymore.
Either which way, if you want to deposit them to the bank when we find out which one that is, we'll hang on to him for you.
So, Studio. Vogue came out and said they will no longer be working with him. Balenciaga dropped him. Their parent company released a statement. Gap sent, Ye is ending his relationship with Gap, not the other way around.
Right.
And then Adidas has said that their relationship is under review. And as far as like his music goes, I guess he's fulfilled all his contractual obligations with his current record label.
Okay.
So he's essentially a free agent right now. Nobody's going to pick him up. Mm-mm. I mean, he's got so much fucking money. He doesn't need a label.
That's what I was going to say. However, the thing about people like him is they have so much money that there's power in money, and you can pretty much do and say in your mind whatever you want. I'm not saying that's the right thing to do, but in his mind, he deems himself super powerful. And I was looking at his Instagram. He still has 18.2 million people on like the
follow. Well, I think it's like anything else. So I think he probably, follows. If anything, he's probably gained followers because people are hearing about what's happening. It's like when Gabby Hanna on TikTok had her like meltdown, her manic episode.
Mm-hmm.
And people couldn't look away. I'm not even a Gabby Hanna follower, but even I was checking in every day. Like, people like mess.
You're right.
For better or for worse. And right. I am
because
just
because we
as
follow
guilty.
Him because of guilty. All the original stuff that he was freaking
the
out about
like
a
Pete
year ago.
And,
was
yeah,
it a
yeah.
year ago? Yeah. Oh boy, Kanye.
But yeah, I think that it's really sad. I do think he is creatively a genius. But yeah, I just can't get on board with like
no, he's
somebody he needs handlers.
Yeah, he's definitely
also like, if he was a woman, he would be under a conservatorship. Let's talk about that.
Rip it. Like what? Yeah, exactly. Although she is like she's
no,
really
she's a little unwell.
She is letting it out too. Yeah.
Literally. She's butt naked in every Instagram post.
She has a heart over it. she does spread her butt cheeks and puts like a little heart emoji. It's like Brit, you're still on the beach with your butthole showing. You need some swipies.
but she just like she puts another one on her bed, butt naked, like laying with her legs crossed to cover her crotch and like her arm over her boobs. Like you have children, like teenage boys,
right? No, I think she also is on a slippery slope. All of this freedom, I think, just. She doesn't know what to do with it.
She didn't need really a conservatorship, but
it's done more damage than what it did.
And honestly, that kind of like control and mental torment for that many years, I think it would make a sane person go insane. And
100%.
She probably had issues before, but they've been exacerbated by the amount of like control
medication. Yeah, absolutely. Like, can you imagine someone telling your every move and then you get the freedom? Of course you're going to be balls to the wall. You're going to be butt naked rolling in the sand on the beach.
Literally.
Sand in every crevice.
I would be.
No shame. Right. Yeah. But it is really sad to watch that because you feel for these people because if they were in their right mind and they look back on that, you know they're humiliated. You know they're like, oh my God, they have
for
embarrassment
sure.
and regret and all that. But
we're
in the moment.
About huge celebrities. Yeah. Worldwide. Britney and Ye are worldwide some of the most famous living people.
Right. Didn't Lindsay Lohan do something recently to be in the news? What's she doing these days? Yeah, I saw her name somewhere.
She's been real quiet. But she's another one that like, dang, childhood really fucked her up.
All up. Amanda Bynes. All them Disney kids. Or not wow. Disney, Nickelodeon. Nickelodeon and Disney too, but Nickelodeon really had some.
Well, because Nickelodeon had Dan, what's his face, that was like the kid toucher, pedophile, foot
Danny
fetish
DeVito.
Guy. Not Danny DeVito. We got a problem with Dan's on this show.
Dan it. I don't know. Well, either which way. Hopefully Kanye gets help for real because it is sad to see he does have kids. That can't be good for anybody involved or not involved.
Oh, it's just, it's sad.
It is sad. Olivia Wilde's ex-nanny reveals how Olivia complained to Jason Sudeikis. Whatever. Sudeikis. Stop putting hard words on here. Setting me up again. That Harry Styles and Florence Pugh were together just days before she began romance with the British heartthrob herself.
Yeah. So obviously,
the plot thickens.
I don't have a whole lot to say about this other than yeah. I just found it extremely interesting. So the nanny has been doing this like tell-all with the Daily Mail. Oh. Always the nanny.
It is always the nanny. Who can you trust?
Nobody. But so the Daily Mail has been like releasing like little like snippets of information.
Yeah.
So apparently she's claiming that Florence and Harry were sleeping together and that Olivia Wilde told Jason that they were sleeping together. Jason then told the nanny. And so that's how she knows. But that would explain then why there was such everybody was speculating that there was this like feud between Florence and Olivia and attributing it just to the issue with
Chris.
No. Shia LaBeouf.
Shia, that's what I meant.
Shia.
That one, yes. Yeah.
But it would make sense that why she wasn't showing up to premieres. Because it seemed like Florence was, she did it with like grace and elegance. But it definitely seemed like she was trying to fuck Olivia over, like with all the premiere, not showing up to premieres.
Yeah, like just for the narrative of what, like just making it look a certain way, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think
Because they had the other storyline going. So she was like, well, I'm just going to put fuel on the fire.
But she never said anything. You know what I mean? She never did anything to make herself look bad. She did just enough to create speculation that there was trouble.
Beef, yeah.
And this would make sense. If, like, she was starting a thing with Harry and then Olivia, who's married and
married. Like, you're literally married. You can't be, like, sleeping with other people.
And in a position of power on the set. Like, it's her movie.
Right.
So for her to come in.
It's going to be a little greedy to me, Olivia.
Listen, she looks bad all around.
She does. Well, she looked bad after the screenshots and, like, all the receipts came out about, like, her.
Oh, the Shia LaBeouf thing. It was, like, what? Damning.
Literally. And, like, oh, sorry, I said literally. Someone said we said it all the time. Take a shot.
Oh, I do say literally all the time.
Me too, but some things are quite literal and some things are just, like, literal.
Some things are never literal. Like, usually what I'm referring to when I use the word literal, they're never literal. I'm really bad about using the word.
What really is literal? There's not that much stuff that's literal.
Exactly. Exactly. It's just a word that doesn't mean, and it doesn't mean what it's supposed to mean, but I can understand how somebody would be annoyed with it because I probably...
I don't think we've said it that much this episode, but maybe I'm just numb to it. So if we did, I'm sorry. You're probably hammered by now.
I'll be more conscious of it. I'll try. I also am really conscious, or trying to be conscious, of how much I use the term like, because when I listen back during editing, I sound like the most vapid, dumb fuck of a bitch. Like, I listen back.
I don't even notice you saying like that much.
I just said it twice in the last
But you have
sentence.
To use it. It's a carry word. That's not a real thing, but.
English major.
But you know what? I can make you think it is, because I will have you so fooled and convinced.
Yes.
But you have to say like sometimes.
Sure. But if I'm making a comparison, I don't have to say
like in the middle of it.
I could say
as in. Oh,
yeah,
God.
Now you're getting like all that. And then the other thing. Oh, if somebody's speaking and I said, and then she was like. I don't have to say that. I could say, and then she said.
Oh, now that, yes, I do get on my own nerves with that.
But I say, I use
but
like
But I tell people
that
to them. Like, I'll be like, oh my God, she was like, da, 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 da. Right. That is so annoying. I do that and I'm like, ew, shut up. And I hear myself saying it.
Yeah, and I almost exclusively use it in that context. Yeah. Like, I quit.
Can we just
move on to the third segment?
Yes.
We're gonna read anons.
Random anons.
Random.
And I'm gonna just, so we did this on our weekend wind up a while ago, and I just, like, have them all pulled up. I've obviously opened them all at one point, but I can't see them before. So if you don't know how this works,
crack my back, take a sip of water.
Oh, hoo, hoo. So it's just a screen, and I'm just gonna pull them up. So you never know. So actually, the first one is. It's gonna make me mad. I think beanies look so dumb. I like them.
I mean,
I feel attacked, if we're being honest, but.
I think I look really cute in a beanie, like in the winter.
I love a beanie.
I'm not mad about it.
But I also call it a toboggan, and beanies, I don't like the word beanie. Like, yeah, are you in your beanie? You look so cool, bro, in your beanie.
A what?
A toboggan. It's called a toboggan.
No, it's not. A toboggan is
a sled. Yeah, exactly. That's what people up north say. It's a damn
toboggan. Because that's, hell no. Hold on. How do you spell toboggan?
It doesn't matter. We're going to pull this on stories because toboggan. T-O-B-O-G-G-A-N, I think. I don't know.
That is definitely not right. Okay, wait. Toboggan. Ain't nothing on here about it being a hat.
We are going toboggan. To post it on stories.
Noun. A long, narrow sled used for the sport of coasting downhill. Look at.
Also in the South, known as.
No!
We're going to post it on stories. I will bet $20 that people call it a toboggan.
Okay, hold on. Now, if you Google toboggan hat, it says a knitted cap used when people go tobogganing.
Whatever. Well, if Google isn't trying to make both of us right, I don't know what it is. We're like, let's squash this feud. Hurry, add toboggan hat to it. Well, whatever. I've always called it a toboggan.
Wait, hold on. People also ask, you know, Google always does those.
Of course.
What is the difference in a toboggan and a beanie? according to this website,
a beanie is when you're eating beans, and a toboggan is when you're tobogganing.
Although they should be made from wool, in our opinion, can be made from all kinds of materials. On the other hand, a toboggan hat can only be a knitted wool winter hat.
Okay, well, first of all, no one's calling it a damn toboggan hat. I call it a toboggan.
But which is wrong.
We'll get to the bottom of this. It's going to be the North versus the South, and it's on like a toboggan. Yeah.
The South is going down.
Bitch, bye. All right. Need the details on Danny Austin and Daryl Ann dinner. They never hang out anymore. Okay.
First of all, people live busy lives.
Mm-hmm. And then also, while we're at this one, I just opened another one. Amber Massey and Dana. Y'all, we get these two. I sent you a screenshot. I did a screen recording of 50. I don't even know. We don't know. We've talked to Dana.
It sounds like a litigious situation. And
I don't even know what litigious means, but that just means don't ask. We don't know.
Right. It's nobody's business.
No one's business.
It sounds like they had a business relationship and now they no longer have a business relationship. So I don't know. And quite honestly, if it involves AM, I don't care. So that's that.
And that's what, if it involves dad, also don't care.
Yeah. Which, you know, what's really funny.
What?
So, okay. So there's the girlfriend of somebody that Robbie plays softball with. Mm. A bunch of girls that she's friends with listen to the show.
Okay.
And because they were like talking about it one day and she was like, what are you talking about? And they're like swiping up. And she was like, you know, it's whatever. She made the connection. She was like, oh my God, I know her. So it was like
that is really sweet.
Yeah. Really cute. But they apparently are huge dad fans. And
I'm sorry, how?
The last softball tournament I saw her at, she said that they were like bitching that we are like so mean to Daryl Ann.
Not really mean, and that right?
They're like, we don't know why, but they hate her. I said, I feel very indifferent about her.
That really is. I mean, we joke all the time and we've always been indifferent, but then we've shared stuff. Honest to God, we had no idea it was directed to dad.
Yeah, somehow we have gotten like a flood of dad haters in our following.
Yeah.
And I don't know how or where they came from, but like they submit things ominously that we don't know or have about Daryl.
We don't
Daryl
watch
and-
dad, so we don't know until after. So then when we're sharing responses, I totally understand how it looks like we're dad haters. We're not a dad hater.
I don't know her. I don't follow her. I don't know her.
I do think she is a copycat.
So I'm super indifferent.
Right. I do think she's a copycat. And it does drive me crazy how her mom is always chirping over her shoulders. Like, that would drive me freaking bonkers. But my cousin, Kristen, who listens to this podcast, freaking loves Daryl Ann Dinner and tagged her the other day. And I was like, oh my God, bye.
Anyways, this is just me setting the record straight.
Yeah, we don't hate her.
I don't feel any kind of way about her. So I know that people were like, Spencer's mean. I'm not mean. I really don't watch her. I don't follow her. So I don't know anything about her one way or another. But if they're not friends, I don't know why, but they both have new businesses.
They're busy.
Danny's is apparently like flourishing. So they're busy. And you are allowed to just be like acquaintances with people and not like invite them over all the time and spend lots of time together.
Well, I think the problem is they used to do that, I guess. And again, I do not know. But for what it sounds like,
she was like looking to move to Texas and like maybe when she first moved there. People can develop lives and have
people can use someone to stay with them while they're looking at houses and then dip out and never talk to them again. I'm just kidding.
That's not what I'm saying.
No, I'm kidding. Well, yeah, if that's the situation and they were just acquaintances, then that's
place. Like if you only know one person, then yeah, you're gonna probably spend a lot of time with that one person. But as you live somewhere, you're gonna build other relationships and meet new people and make different friends and spread your time.
Right. Anyways, don't care.
I don't know. They're friends or they're not friends, but don't ask us anymore.
We don't know. Since I'm single and never shave my legs or down there, kind of nice. Honey, you go, girl.
Listen,
you go, girl.
Pretty much, I don't shave my legs all winter long.
Oh, I shaved
last
night. I also
don't have a lot of leg hair. I'm fucking hairy everywhere else, but
well, I got that laser hair on that and it is 10/10 recommend. The last three that I just opened have been Daryl, Ann, and Danny again. So
stop it.
I swear to God on my life. Okay. I've been trying to change my attitude, but lately I find myself being really irritated. Never mind. It's about dad. Okay.
Okay. Well,
someone said she's changed a lot.
Me?
Again? No, dad. Oh. So I don't know if she did. They were just... We don't want it to be a bashing thing, and that's what it always turns into. Like, people are like, y'all hate her, y'all hate... No, we don't. We just, we say and read things that are directed at her because, like you said, we have haters things
nice
or whatever.
If you have anything nice to say about them, just send it.
Send it. I have shared nice things about them before. We didn't say it, but someone else did, and I shared it. But no one's talking about that.
Well, that's not fun and salacious.
I guess not. All right. Some of these... All right. Oh, this is about the sex thing. We already covered that. Spill Spence. I want to know the Salt Lake drama at BravoCom.
Oh, the Salt Lake drama? I actually didn't watch too much of the Salt Lake City stuff. Oh,
and then another one that said that too. Didn't you tease it on the last episode?
Okay. So I do know now that I've watched the episode. So basically there's two characters on Housewives of Salt Lake City that are cousins. And I don't know if they're first cousins or if they're more distant cousins, Heather and Whitney. And in one of the episodes, basically Whitney was bringing to light a rumor about another castmate and asked Heather to confirm it and saying that Heather was there so she could back her up on it, that it was said. And Heather said, no, I wasn't there. I've never heard that rumor. I don't know what you're talking about. They were drinking. Whitney was drunk. She starts screaming at Heather that she needs to have her back. And that Whitney's also going through, she has been going through like a self-discovery journey. And she realized that she had suppressed some memories of some childhood abuse. And so it's like in real time, she's working through those things. And it's spilling over into other areas of her life. And so I think what she's reacting to things that maybe she wouldn't have reacted to otherwise.
Okay.
Because she's got some trauma that she's working through. So anyways, it turns into this like huge blow up where she's like, you know, I'm trying to work through feelings of being used and abused and never my voice not being heard and, you know, feeling like I'm just being tossed to the side or thrown away. And like, you're the person that I trust the most and you couldn't have my back. Like, in fact, you called me a liar. And she was like, if I choose to hear something and not digest it, not register it and remember it because I don't believe it as fact, that's my prerogative.
Right.
Which it's like, okay, so did you hear it or did you not hear it?
Right.
So that's kind of confusing. But at the same time, if she had confirmed the rumor, it wasn't going to bring anything good. It was only going to hurt the other cast member. So that's kind of the catalyst for their falling out. Is that now they can't come to a place where they can agree on things. Heather basically made Whitney feel like shit for making the whole trip about her and her trauma and her issues instead of the original purpose of their trip, which was for Jen Shaw, because she, with her whole trial and everything, it was supposed to be like her last hurrah before she had to go to New York for her trial.
Okay.
So that's the catalyst of it. And I guess... they still haven't made up because at BravoCon they were going at each other's necks on stage. So, okay. I didn't watch their panel, so I don't know exactly what happened. I just know that like
there was a little drama brewing. Yeah,
they were fighting at BravoCon.
Gotcha.
Which is sad because not only are they friends, but they're family.
Sounds like it. I hate the new subscription thing. I hope it dies out soon. Yeah, I don't subscribe to anyone's, honestly.
I don't either. I don't hate it.
Yeah, I don't know if I hate it, though.
But it just depends on what content people are offering. But it is annoying to get, like, the notifications all the time. Like, so-and-so's offering subscription now. I don't get that many. Oh, I get a lot.
Really? I've only had a couple that have, like, popped up, but I don't get that many. But yeah, I don't know if I love it or hate it because I've never seen it.
It's not really something to hate. It's not like Reels where it's shoved in your face.
Right.
Like
you can pick or choose.
If you don't subscribe. Like it doesn't impact you one way or another.
And we had posted it on stories, remember, a while ago when it first came out. And I think they were going to do like some exclusive deals on it, like sales, like percentages, yeah, which would make and other sense stuff. Yeah. So if you, yeah,
I don't know. I don't, I think it's a silly thing to get worked up over.
Yeah. All right. So let's just do one more. You want to do it?
Well, every single fucking one is about Daryl and
I know it's getting, yeah, this one's not. Bothered by bibs saying they got results from X, Y, and Z only to change to a different product a few weeks, months later, claiming that it's the reason they are seeing results.
That I wholeheartedly agree with. And even some of my favorites do that.
Yeah.
I hate to say it.
And it's crazy because we had a whole episode. Well, not a whole episode, but a good portion of an episode where we talked about this kind of thing and like just people believing you and like having that trust within. And it almost seems like everyone's doing it at the same time. So, you know, it's based on like a commission money thing because, you know, all of a sudden this person doesn't like this anymore. And oh, neither does she, neither does she, neither does she. And then you see the same product flooding through.
I mean, full disclosure, that's why everybody's pushing the, and I'm just as guilty, but I actually am obsessed with it. But that's why everybody's pushing the damn Stanley cups.
Oh, I love a Stanley cup.
I love the Stanley cups, but there's nothing about them that is like so remarkable that everybody and their cousin or has you need to be it. Like raving about
it. But it's a marketing thing too.
If people make $8 a cup on commission or some shit like that. Right, right. So it's like, that's why we link them.
Exactly. Oh yeah, for sure.
But I'm just saying it's like that kind of transparency that nobody shares. And then everybody's like, I don't understand. Why do I need the Stanley cup so bad? Well, you need it because all the influencers are making $10 a cup.
Right. And also when they create from a marketing aspect,
I'm not going to get kicked off. I'd like to know it.
We're not getting rich. Wait, what'd you say? I'm not going to get kicked off.
I said, I'm not going to get kicked off. Oh,
oh, like to know see, it. I couldn't hear you because I was like, talking.
You're giving away the secrets. Sorry.
All the secrets. No, no, no. But it's a marketing thing too, right? Like if you have something and I have it and everybody else wants it, but it's a limited quantity, when you go to buy it and it's sold out and then the next time it comes, you're impulse buying. You're like, oh, I got to get it, got to get it, got to get it.
For sure.
And then you impulse buy it. Well, then the damage is done. It's you got it. Now, that being said, so you have the new, the 2.0, that's the 2.0 over there?
No, this the is new the agreement. Old one, but I've, the, oh, the first one. But
that's a nice color. It's very fall. Look at the new 2.0 with the little thumb grip. And then
I
the,
have a couple of these too at home. I just haven't unpacked them. I
are the worst. I saw your packages. I'm going to need you to open those up because I want to see what you got.
And there are more. Great. When I tell you, I added like six more packages. Robbie's like, what is happening in this chair? And I was like, I'm a bib. I have so many packages at this
just
point.
Just lie and say they're corner. PR packages. They're Mike PR doesn't know packages. What I get and what I buy now. And but that's I'm like, the way it should be.
It's so overwhelming. I'm like, what am I? I'm going to have to like vlog my opening.
As you should, which leads us into the last and final thing. We're going to start vlogging sometimes on Patreon.
Yeah.
So look out for that. Or don't.
We'll see. We'll see how it goes. I don't want to commit.
We're not going to commit.
I don't want to overpromise on the vlogging.
No, but we're going to do some vlogging, whether it's one or five. We don't know. Don't hold us to anything. And then we are doing our first ever circle jerk. As promised, we did follow through. And each one of you, there's going to be two winners. And you're going to get this Stanley Cup. It's the 2.0. Yes, you heard it right. The 2.0, because we will like the best for our babes. So it's got the little thumb grip, you know, and you get to pick a crew neck or a hoodie, like merch, and a sticker to doll up your Stanley. People are like, we need stickers for our Stanley. Y'all can buy them on our website. They're already there. We should link that actually.
We should.
We have not done that. Okay. Well, we'll link that.
We should make design it. Couple more stickers.
We should. No, we 100% should, just like we did our fall merch. It's just like winter now, so we'll do that next year. Last thing, don't even be in my business because I'm about to put my Christmas tree up in like a week or two.
I mean, my that's whole store is already decorated.
Yeah, that's how I roll. Listen, I am a hypocrite. I'm calling it as y'all are gonna see it. I like summer to be to summer. I like fall for a short little window. And then I am balls to the wall Christmas. I'm ready to ho, 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 ho this place up. No. Yes.
Fall is the best season of them all. And it gets the shaft because of people like you.
People like me.
That hang on to summer you know, for people, every last drop.
People like you cut and summer then, short. So
I'm happy to let you have summer until September 22nd.
Well, it's basically winter. It's cold as shit outside. Actually, it's 76 God, it's
beautiful
today.
Out
it's 76 today. I'm not even going to lie.
It's actually much warmer than it should be.
This is the thing. Christmas is so much work like to decorate that people that decorate like December 1st, that you get 3 weeks because it's coming down. It's out of here December 26th, maybe the 27th.
See, we leave our Christmas decorations up. But I'm not like I'm not a red and green Christmas gal.
Neither.
I'm a little more neutral Christmas.
Same.
So it's very wintry.
Yep.
As opposed to
Do you do New Year's Day, you take it down?
God, no. We leave it up through January.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Well, you left it up till March last year.
Literally. Oh my God. That tree took me so long to put up. I just couldn't bring myself to take it down.
It was literally up till the spring.
Literally.
You should have put some damn Valentine's decorations and just made you a Valentine's tree.
So Robbie's stepbrother, they do that. They leave their tree up year round.
Deej does that. She does like a cute little, hers are cute. Hers don't look like it's a Christmas tree that you're throwing decorations on.
No, they are very
cute. It's like legit done. But see, I'm over it. I was always raised, you put Christmas tree up on, Thanksgiving and you take it down on New Year's. Me, I broke the tradition. I don't know why. I just.
Because you have artificial trees too. Yeah. Like, so.
And I put four of them up. You know, we do Fisher's room upstairs in the playroom.
Yeah.
Formal dining room. We're going to have one in here this year too. I mean, we have space, obviously. And I have some really cute tart.
We should rework the room a little bit so the tree can be like in the frame.
Right. We should. That table has to go. Well, we'll
talk about this later.
We'll discuss this offline. Hope you guys enjoy the video because we actually did it this time.
We have social media minute.
Oh shit.
Which, honestly, you don't have to go that fast this time.
I won't.
Because let's be honest, some of it's you guys messaged us and we're like, we need more than 60 seconds of social media bib stuff, which like I would love to give that to you, except nobody does anything that's like newsworthy or worthy of talking about.
So yeah, that's the thing. Like if it's good stories or has like a good storyline, that's what we talk about.
Around it, then okay, we'll make it a
but some stuff is like just a quick little blurb and then it's like awkward if we're trying to like talk about it and then we say like and literally 14 times in that one little story and then it gets on y'all's nerves. So we're really doing this for you.
Literally
get that beautiful bean footage going. The timer,
let's pull it up. We're pulling it up. Timer.
That's what she said.
Ready?
Yep.
Go.
Lauren Powell, who is also a fellow North Carolina girl, does a blood.
Is she really?
Yeah, she went to UNC. Go Tar Heels. She was just here like 2 weeks ago. I was trying to meet up with her, but it didn't happen. She did a BAC test on an empty stomach versus full stomach on TikTok. Took double the time to sober up on an empty stomach. Y'all need to watch her because she always does different seltzers. That's how she started. But then now she does like liquor and wine and she does a blood alcohol and she'll like test herself and see how drunk she got based on different things. It's actually really great. Life and Lilac had their first birthday. Tell me you saw the wall.
I haven't, but I saw her like messing with stuff, my God. But I haven't
her
seen
her space
it.
Is, wow. It is absolutely beautiful. Oh, you will love it. Like, I almost wish we did this back there.
You got 15 seconds.
Maddie Nelson has a Tiny Tabs collab. Bacanina reunites with her sister after 4.5 years of not speaking. And it was so precious to watch. Oh. Chase Chrisley is engaged and used 175,000 rose petals to do it. He's engaged.
Okay. That was the end. But I need to talk about this.
Yeah, let's talk about
it. Who the hell is he engaged to?
The future Mrs. Chrisley. I don't know.
I mean, is she just like... Let me see.
I didn't look her up. I just saw that. And I was like, did he
really... That
whole
family is... I can't wait for there to be like a documentary on them.
Mm-mm. They are just... Oh, she's cute. Whoever it is. She's beautiful. I'm sorry. She's gorgeous.
She kind of looks like Whitney Rife.
Oh, does she?
Like, let I feel see. Like Hold she on. Looks like Whitney. If you mixed Whitney with, honestly, his sister.
Oh, yeah?
Savannah.
Yeah, Savannah.
Not the other one.
Right. Oh, yeah, Lindsay. Let me see. Hold on. So she is really cute. So her name is Emmy Metters. She's in Nashville, UGA alum. Obviously, I don't have no alum matter, aluminum obviously.
Foil.
I don't have an alum.
Wait, how old is he?
I don't know. She is real pretty. Though.
Yeah, she's stunning.
Quite literally. Sorry, I didn't mean to say that.
Yeah.
She does look like Whitney Rife a little bit. She sure does. She is adorable. I don't know what she does, but...
I feel like they're engaged. I mean, their show has been off for so long and it started so long ago. I feel like he's still like 19 years old.
Right. But
I mean, he's obviously not. He's obviously a grown ass man.
They did the growing up Chrisley. When did that end? That wasn't that long ago. They were doing that last year. I swear they were doing that last year.
Okay, wait.
So Chase Chrisley, let's look. Are they not going to prison, his mom and dad?
Oh my God. I forgot that like they were on trial for. Okay. So literally. He's 26.
Okay.
I never would have guessed that he was that old. Savannah's 25. Grayson is 16.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Todd is
in jail.
Todd's 53. Julie's 49. And then Lindsay is 33.
Wow.
Okay, wait. We have to look this up. Before we go, we have to look this up. Also, next week, we're going to do another... the third segment for next week is going to be Am I the Asshole and Advice. So people are always messaging us like, how are we supposed to submit this? If you want it, you can submit it through DMs, but if you want it to be anonymous, then you can send it in through the anonymous link, or you can text or call into the hotline, which is really the easiest thing to do for us. You know, because it's about us. and the number is 919-867-6776. Okay, wait. What would Todd Chrisley? That's what I wanted to look up. Todd Chrisley.
I'm telling you, he's about to get locked in the slammer. And orange is not
his
color.
This update was from October 4th.
Okay.
Their sentencing. Okay, so their sentencing was moved to November 21st.
Oh.
They could face up to 30 years in prison.
Which I don't know why. I know that like he did bad stuff. Isn't that so sad to think 30 years of your life is going to be behind bars?
You know, well, so prosecutors argued the Chrisleys deliberately swindled at least $30 million from community banks.
Oh, no. Oh, no, buddy. You get 1 year for each million.
Yeah. So they said they did that. So $30 million from community banks from 2007 to 2012 by inflating their net worth to get loans and then filed bankruptcy for those loans in 2012, erasing $20 million in loan debt.
Oh, Margersh.
That's pretty bad.
And they
owed like $500,000 in taxes.
And didn't pay it.
Yeah.
That's all that kinds of damn greedy.
That was in 20.
Like you're filing bankruptcy on money you shouldn't have. And then you still aren't paying your taxes. Tell me you want to get caught without telling me.
Yeah. That's...
Like at least do that. That way, if you do go to jail, you're like, well, we paid our taxes on the money that we shouldn't have got. We're good people.
We're good people. Okay. Well, that's it. This was a long fucking show.
It was. It was an hour and a half.
Enjoyed it.
Yeah. I enjoyed it.
We made up for last week.
Hopefully. Please forgive us. Please forgive us. Our swipies.
Leave us some 5-star reviews with some nice words. That would be great to counteract some of the ones that weren't so nice.
Right. We will not be sad if you do it. Hold on. Let me end you on a high note.
Ugh, beautiful. On that note, we've got a Patreon that we're going to upload today, real quick one, and then we'll do our WWU later in the week. If you want to subscribe, get bonus content, early access to events and merch and things like that, you go to patreon.com/swipingup and join at the Millers tier for everything, you know.
Everything.
That's it. That's all we got. Okay, sorry.
I'm scared what you'll think.
Bye, guys. Yeah.
So I let you think I'm perfect. Yeah, let you think it. Fix smiling cause it's working. Whoa. Cover up my problems. You know I got them. Let you think I'm perfect. Ooh. Let you think I'm perfect. Ah. Fix smiling cause it's working.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.